On Monday, the Senate is scheduled to begin debate on the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform proposal. The measure would ban so-called soft money contributions, unregulated dollars that have been flowing into campaigns in recent years. Yesterday, Republican Senator John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold held the last in a series of town meetings they've been conducting across the country. It took place in Annapolis, Maryland. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The stop in Annapolis was a nostalgic one for McCain. He attended the U.S. Naval Academy, whose grounds adjoined the campus of St. John's College, where the town meeting was held. Earlier, McCain addressed the Maryland legislature, which is considering a campaign finance plan of its own. Speaking to reporters, McCain said he was optimistic that after repeated efforts, his legislation might actually win approval in Congress later this month.
We know that we're in uncertain waters because we've never had a chance before to have an open debate with amendments and the strong likelihood that we will reach a conclusion.
McCain said he was also optimistic he and Feingold could eventually work out an agreement on a bill acceptable to President Bush, his one-time rival. Mr. Bush this week outlined principles of campaign finance reform he favors. They include banning corporate and union donations to parties, but not soft money contributions by individuals. McCain said that approach wouldn't work.
Obviously, any proposal that prohibits union and corporate contributions but allows unlimited individual contributions, my only response to that is two words: Denise Rich.
Denise Rich is the former wife of financier Mark Rich. His pardon by President Clinton raised a firestorm of protest when it was revealed Mrs. Rich donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democratic causes. The Rich pardon came up again during the town meeting when McCain's famously blunt style was also on display.
What are they going to stop calling soft money? Soft money, really call what it is legalized bribery.
And extortion.
First of all, on the issue of extortion and bribery, Russ and I have mentioned several times, there's a great deal of difference between what happened with the president and pardons, because that, in the view of many objective observers, is bribery. You pay money in order to get some political favor. We practice extortion. You know, we go to you and ask you for the money rather than vice versa.
McCain called a competing campaign finance proposal sponsored by Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska the opposite of reform. It would limit but not end soft money contributions and increase the amount individuals could donate. For McCain and Feingold, the Annapolis town meeting was a chance to preach to the choir. Almost all of the questions were friendly. Examples abounded of how money corrupts the political process. Feingold pointed to health care.
Overwhelmingly, the greatest concern of Wisconsin people is the health care system, the lack of universal health care coverage, the fear of insurance rates going up. So normally you'd think that politicians would respond to that. You know, give me the days when we used to look which way the wind was blowing in our own home states instead of which way the money's blowing in Washington. It is causing us to not pay attention to the greatest anxiety of Americans, and that is basic health care.
It was spring break, so the audience was mostly comprised of activists and retirees with just a sprinkling of young people. McCain and Feingold said their legislation was one way to restore the idealism of the young. If Susanna Stevens is any indication, there is more work to be done.
Honestly, I would be really surprised if it passed, just because the people who are going to be voting on it benefit so much from the present system. Call me a cynic, but that's what I think.
McCain was also less than certain his measure will pass, noting that everyone with money is opposed, meaning Washington-based special interest groups. But he said his crusade for campaign finance reform is closer than it has ever been. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Annapolis, Maryland.